Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of sanity. There you go. Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. And you know what I mean? That's what makes you part of the solution. When you've got the information you need, you're able to push back on those that just, you know, they always want to teach you a lesson, always want to tell you where you're wrong. Right? Just tell them to go pound sand. If you got the real information, don't worry about pushing back. Seriously. Anyway, I got so much I want to get rid of some of these stories I've been sitting on, you know, for the week, looking at, you know, what's happening, what's going on, right? Where the market's at, where are we going to be at this year? And depending on who you ask and what they're backing and how they're backing, you're either going to have a fantastic year with a slow start, or you're going to have a terrible year. Just, again, depends on who you're talking to, right? But J.P. Morgan Chase Chairman, CEO Jamie Dimon, he said the U.S. is speeding towards a cliff as the nation's runaway debt continues to mount. He's sounding the alarm that the situation needs to be tackled before we start heading down that road, or before that road starts to speed up for us. Right, J.P. Morgan, they are the nation's largest bank, and issued warnings during a panel discussion at a bipartisan policy center on Friday. When he was asked for his take on what it means for the economy if the federal government fails to address these issues, boy, you just unlocked the beast at that point in time. Dimon began his response by recalling how the economy looked back in 1982 with inflation around 12%. Prime rate was around 21%. I remember that. And matter of fact, when I bought my house, I think it was back then 25%. Ridiculous. Unemployment somewhere around 10% and the debt was around 35%. Now, he noted that today the debt-GDP ratio is above 100. Hello? He said it's projected to reach 130% by 2035. In other words, we're going to keep overspending. We're going to keep spending more money than we're taking than we can ever pay back, really. He said it's a hockey stick, Dimon said, describing how the debt growth would appear on a chart. He also went on to say the U.S. has not reached the hockey stick surge yet, but when it starts... You know, markets around the world, by the way, because foreigners own $7 trillion of the U.S. government debt. If there's a rebellion, and he believes there will be a rebellion, it will be the worst possible way for us to tank. Right? Now, economist Peter Morick, he also breaks down the national debt, why it's ballooned to more than $34 trillion. and what it truly means for, you know, Americans. It's a big deal. I know some of us here, oh, yeah, that's $135,000 per family. Well, that doesn't mean you got to cut a check for $135,000 that day. But on top of what we normally need just to survive, just to run, just for the country to stay open, if you would, they have to add to it to pick up the debt that we've got into. I don't know why when we back these countries in these wars, like Ukraine, for instance, once they get back on their feet, should they not have to pay back the debt to a degree? Right? Shouldn't there be some kind of payment made? Anyway, he says, it is a cliff. We see the cliff, Diamond said. It's about 10 years out. We're going to be 60 miles an hour towards it. Diamond went on to agree with fellow panel members and former House Speaker Paul Ryan, who called the snowballing debt the most predictable crisis we've ever seen. The outlook for the federal debt level is really bad. And they're, really, you know, and they're worried. The amount of money that's being easily spent, it's almost, again, Democrats and Republicans at this point, like they don't see it. They don't know it. Nothing shakes these people. Oh, there it is. The debt per person is $101,231. Well, that's $102,000 per person. How's that? It's just amazing. But since not everybody pays taxes, the people actually working have an income, they break that down any further. They say debt per taxpayer is well over $260,000. Should I say that again? Your kids are going to be left to pick up that tab. Do you not care about them? Now, the latest findings from the Congressional Budget Office say that the national debt will nearly double over the next three decades. By the end of 2022, the national debt grew by almost 100% of gross domestic product. I know some of you are going, oh, my God, my eyes, I'm floating away, Joe. But listen to the numbers. Listen to the percentages. Right? He goes on to say, under current law, that figure is expected to skyrocket to $181,000 at the end of 2053. The debt burden, it'll far exceed any level. You know what's really funny? You always hear how the stock market hit a historic level today. Well, as long as it rises at any given time, at some point it's going to hit a historic level. But they never talk about the spending level. They never talk about the debt level, do they? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're around, that you're paying attention, that you're being part of the solution. I love when you're part of the solution. You guys know that. That's what I keep talking about. I want you to be part of the solution. That way, you know, frankly and honestly, that way there, not an issue, not a problem. You're able to speak to other people. You're able to inform them. You're able to educate them on the issues going on. I know it's frustrating. I run into it too. You know, you're looking at somebody right in the face here. How do you justify? How are you going to pay this bill? Do you want? Well, the government's got the money. No, the government's got your money, and they have to keep taking your money to pay that money. What is wrong with you? Do you not see that? And now you got real financial people who don't gain anything from you for putting this out there and saying, tighten your belt, move your money. There's a problem here. Seriously. Anyway. Now, you never thought you'd hear this from me. But I think I found myself in agreement with two co-hosts on The View, and one I wouldn't even sit in the same restaurant with. Not at the same booth, the same restaurant, okay? The allegations against Fannie Willis, they're there. She's been nailed. I know, whatever. The co-host of the ABC The View slammed Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis for the appearance of the impropriety with the allegations of having an affair with the prosecutor. And especially what they've all been dying to see leading to the election interference case against the former President Trump, right? Now, the co-host said that there was accusations that Willis had been having an affair with Georgia Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, whom she hired to help her in her current case to prosecute former President Trump. We all know this, right? But they added that if she did engage in the affair, it is wrong, unethical, and debated whether or not it could impact her case against Trump. Well, if she shows poor judgment, if she had no problem calling out her lover using taxpayer dollars that she gave him to pay for their vacation, then I would say she's compromised. What do you think? One of the hosts declared that she was majorly miffed that Willis would engage in such behavior because of the potential to compromise the delay and delay the case. Now, many have said that she just needs to be removed so they can move on. Well, it's not going to be that easy. I understand under Georgia law, the way it's written, the way that came down, she can't remove herself. And if she does, the whole thing has to start all over. This particular portion of the case is gone. And the allegations have become so conspicuous that Georgia's GOP-controlled Senate now voted Friday to form a special committee to investigate these allegations. Now, you can say because it's Republican control, but, man, they are not always on our page, if you would. Republican State Senate Greg Dolenzel, he introduced the measure saying that the multitude of accusations surrounding Ms. Willis spanning from allegations of prosecutorial misconduct to questions about the use of public funds, right? On professional relationships. You cannot act in this fashion, this manner. Look at the guy got $640,000 from the state of Georgia to investigate Donald Trump. 2-3 days after he got the contract and started getting money, what's he do? He files for divorce from his wife. He goes on a trip with Willis on a boat where he pays for it. He takes a trip to the California wine country with her, buys her the ticket from his business account. Yeah, I wonder what money went into that. Anyway, you just see it happen time after. They both take a trip up to D.C. before they actually file the charges. And we've seen that as a commonality in all the DAs that are going after Trump. So it's just amazing. Now, during the Friday episode, co-host Sonny Hostin, she was careful to acknowledge that the allegations about Will's behavior were just that. They were allegations. But if they're true anyway, they hurt the case. Right? She added, I think the issue there is an appearance of impropriety if you're sleeping. If you are sleeping as the district attorney, if you are allegedly, she's not admitting to that. Yeah, but she hasn't denied it. Right? Has she? Has she said, I do not have an affair with this man? I'm just asking. Anna Navarro chimed in, so she thinks she's a Republican. Not even close. She couldn't spell the first three letters. Anyway, if you're sleeping with the prosecutor and paying him $650,000, if It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green. Yeah, she took exception to her playing the race card. Doesn't matter if you're green, white, purple, brown. It's wrong. It's unethical. It's against the rules of professional engagement. She went on to say there's many cases that have fallen apart because an attorney is sleeping with a client or people in the prosecutor's office and so on. Right? I mean, it just doesn't stop. At a minimum, they feel that it will, you know, delay the case well past Election Day. Right? She then expressed anger, saying, and I just personally am so teed off by this. This is the case of her lifetime. And she blew it. Well, let me tell you what. It wasn't going to go anywhere anyhow. What they try to do to him, I don't care whether you like him or not. You open your mind up, decide that you're going to be fair and honest about it, and you look at what they're dragging him into court for and the proof they have behind it. Now, if you're one that believes that no matter what, like Trump is guilty pretty much of everything they accuse him of doing, then it's just a waste of time for you. But if you go down the list of things that he accused them of doing to him, he's been right 99.5% of the time. He's hit it right on the head with how they were spying on him. The Russian dossier was not true. It was phony. It was paid for, put together by Hillary to a big degree. All these things we have found to be true. Not we alone. But you go right down the list, the FBI, the DOJ, CDC, when it comes to some of the other stuff. You can't keep denying that just because you want it to be real. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A Manhattan federal jury concluded Friday that former President Donald Trump is liable to pay $83.3 million to writer E. Jean Carroll. That's for public statements he made in 2019, which disparaged Carroll and denied her rape allegations. The White House is upholding its support for Israel in response to the International Court of Justice's ruling, which calls on Israel to minimize the civilian death toll in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the court's decision aligns with the administration's stance that Israel should reduce civilian casualties in its conflict with Hamas. The U.S. is intensifying efforts to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. CIA Director William Burns is scheduled to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar this weekend amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, Joe Biden says, if the House won't pass a bill, won't tie the border wall into Ukraine, then he's not going to pass it. It'll be dead. Now, the House, Johnson says, if you send me a bill that actually ties the border security money to Ukrainian money, then it's dead. It'll never make it out. Now, seriously, I think this needs to be a showdown. This needs to happen. And I don't care if you agree. Well, on this one, I don't care if you agree with me. And I've been saying forever, we need to have single bills. Singular issue bills. We need to have bills that are either for securing the security in this country, here on the mother ground, on the the mother earth here, right here where our country is. And then if you want to have a separate one for Ukraine, that's fine. You can fight that one out. You want to have a separate one for Israel, have a separate one for Israel as well, one at a time, so they don't convolute the crud out of these things. Goes on to say, I want to provide a brief update regarding the supplemental and the border, since the Senate appears unable to reach any agreement. If rumors about the contents of the draft proposal are true, it would have been dead on arrival at the House. He said, I'm emphasizing again today that the House Republicans will vigorously oppose any new policy proposal from the White House or the Senate that would further incentivize illegal aliens to break our laws. Now, some of you go, oh, that's all partisan. Can we get away from partisan? No, it's not partisan. It's actually truth. When they come up, they get caught. They turn. Look at, if you saw the videos of them coming over the border in Texas and running into the Texas Rangers, running into the Texas police, and them almost in an obstinate way say, no, we're not going with you. We want the border patrol. Because they know we had video of the Border Patrol doing what they did on January 6th, letting them in, helping them get into the van, just helping them along, getting them in, not questioning much anything. just amazing to me. Something is up at that border that isn't right. And it's more than just people wanting to get away from their homelands. A bipartisan group of lawmakers have been trying to secure a deal for months with the White House officials. Right? Because they want $60 billion of aid to assist Ukraine's war. Right? It includes a national supplemental security. Why is it included? Why don't we have a main bill to secure our world, to keep our country safe, and you want to put a supplemental, put something in there for Ukraine there? The Department of Defense has already depleted its available funds earmarked for Ukraine without needing approval from Congress. Where is the audit? Prove to me that's how you spent it. Help me out here. The Biden administration is seeking over $100 billion in funding, including a $14 billion for the border, but Republicans have demanded limits on the migrant releases into the interior. Why shouldn't we? Right? You got them coming in. We can't check them out. We have no real information on them. You put them on planes without knowing exactly who they are. You're releasing them into the interior, begging them, hoping that they'll follow the law that they just broke, in essence. Follow the law to come back in, what, 2031? By the time the last person works their way through the border, and not that there will be a last person, but and fills out those forms soon, these guys are going to be in a 2055 before having a return. Ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Yeah, I know. Breathe. It's going to get better. No, it's not. Not unless we do something. It's not going to get better. Now you Democrats who are now screaming foul, you don't like what they're doing, you don't like what your team is doing, and they don't seem to want to change it. You've got the ability to change it in the upcoming election. Right? That easy. It's not that hard. Right, let's hit the story I started and never finished because Sonya and I went down a totally different road. Eric Swalwell, the guy that I love to call, you know, Eric Sewer, he's kind of jumped on the bandwagon of the Republicans to a big point. You know, he took aim at the soft-on-crime prosecutors on Thursday. He said that their actions are threatening children. The California lawmaker took to social media to respond to a story about carjacking, lifting a two-year-old boy out of a stolen car and leaving him on an Oakland street. So the carjacker didn't want to be caught kidnapping because they know that the FBI's called, and they're really screwed at that point. My wife and I play these scenarios out, he said, over and over in our heads all the time. We've practiced going out through the back seat, get our kids out of the car if we're carjacked. Sad that we've gone that far, right? But who brought this on, Mr. Swalwell? Who's allowed this to happen? You guys allow it, then when it gets close to home, all of a sudden it's a problem, huh? He said, this is not normal. The soft on violent crime prosecutors are letting too many dangerous people threaten our kids and back out in the street. You couldn't figure this out before? You couldn't sit with a deputy sheriff or a sheriff before this and say, what should my concerns be? No, really. Like I said, it doesn't take brain surgeon. You don't need a college degree for this one. This is an easy one to work through and figure out. And maybe they should put little groups together, including Joe Q Public. God forbid you get a good idea. Look, as a board member, sometimes these parents come up and speak to us, right? They're up there and giving us ideas, telling us what they think we ought to be doing. A lot of those parents have some great ideas, great ways to go about stuff that... Yeah, you know, we've got 12 people sitting on a panel for all intents and purposes. They come up with none of this stuff. But these parents who are hot on this issue, they've done their homework, they come up, they speak to it. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed first. That's the best way for it to work. Got a lot of, you know, like I said, I got a lot of good stories I want to get through. Doesn't look like I'm going to make the cut on this one. All right, what do we got up here? All right, we did the Trump being ordered to pay the money. If you go to the story line by line, if you really look at what they saw, what they heard, the jury, the judge, you're going to see they didn't get what they needed. It all happened pretty fast, and they didn't get what they needed. Sharpton is very upset at Tim Scott. And others in the black community on the left. They didn't think that Tim Scott had to say, I love you, to Donald Trump. They thought that was a kind of out of line. Well, you know what? How many times do you see people say that to someone? It doesn't mean anything in any other way other than, look, I love you. I love your policies. I love what you're doing. I love how hard you're working for us. It's probably what he meant. What they don't understand, the left doesn't, we don't do rank and file. We cause our own problems in the Republican Party because we're not rank and file. We don't lockstep on this stuff. Sharpton goes on and says, there's only a few moments in my life I've been more embarrassed than to watch Tim Scott. So Tim Scott was only, so your comment about Jews was not embarrassing to you? Really? How many times you've been wrong and think something was based on race and you found out you were wrong and you went out there and you gave your speeches. You sounded so cool. Right? After giving brief remarks at the victory rally, Scott interrupted Trump when the former president and leading 2024 Republican candidate, he jabbed at his remaining opponent, Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor who appointed Scott. Yeah, some of you didn't know that, did you? That Haley appointed him to the Senate. She had that right under the Constitution, the state Constitution. So he says, you really must hate her, Trump said after pointing out the irony that Scott endorsed him over Haley despite the appointment. Look it, she felt he was the right man for the job and put him in there. I don't know how she feels now. He has come to find out she wouldn't be the right person for the job. Why should he sway or change that because of his relationship with her? Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years.
Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I am back. At least one of us are. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Okay? I mean, I really do appreciate the time with me. All right, let's have some fun with it. At least I want to have some fun with it. Sharpton is having a heart attack that Tim Scott would actually say that he loves Trump. You know, he loves what he's done. He's on his side. I mean, these guys are just, you're not allowed to say anything nice about anybody. And that's just, that's unacceptable and too bad. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, especially Sharpton. Like, he says the right thing. He buddies up against people. They're wrong. They're just so wrong. Now, C. Wright, who serves as advisor to longtime Representative Dave Clyburn, said that when Senate had a chance during Trump's presidency to strongly disagree on issues that matter to our country or highlight where there has been some separation from white supremacy and white nationalism and white Christianity and white and white and white and white and white. He didn't take those opportunities. Well, like what? Give me details, details, details. You mean Trump, the guy that made it easier for black colleges to get long-term loans? Or, you know, more, or what's better, is getting this grant money that they needed. They get money every year that they have to come in. And for all intents and purposes, they're begging for it. It's not right. Shouldn't happen that way. If you love, you know, I mean, seriously. If you love Trump, then that means you must love Trumpism and all the things that come along with it, which are, you ready? White supremacy, white nationalism, Christian white nationalism, white Christian supremacy, bigotry, hate. I didn't know that white folks were all that. How terrible. How terrible we are, and my grandchildren who, you know, does that mean they... All right, stop. Where does it start? If white people, and I know why they started saying this, if white people are inherently racist, they can't help it, it's built into their DNA, that means it covers everybody, right? Like my family didn't get to this country until the 40s, early 40s. So you're telling me that they're responsible for racism? They should be taxed on a reparation bill of any kind? Really? Tim Scott has denied that systemic racism exists. He bragged about increasing police funding and downplayed the impacts of slavery on black Americans. All lies. Right? He doesn't... Look at... Systemic racism, the way the left talks about it. Like I just said, it's in the DNA. It's in the books. You know, it's in the charters of these colleges. It's built in there. I don't buy it. Look around and look at how many kids of color are in these colleges. How many white kids are turned away? How many Asian kids are turned away? I don't know what they're afraid of. Right? So you cannot tag it to that. If you really want to get down to systemic racism and what it's all about, you can tag the left with that. They're the ones that keep it alive. They're the ones that keep it rolling. Pretty much a vast majority of the programs they put in place did nothing but hurt the black community. Okay, so I helped you eat for a couple more months. What did it do long term? You've heard many, many, many a black scholar talk about this. Right? When the welfare system came out back in the 60s, you got more money if there wasn't a man in the house. Why? What if there was a guy in the house? What if there was daddy was home? What if he was beating his brains out working on a job that didn't pay that much? But he was working. He was setting solid values in the home. They can't stand it. It doesn't work for them. Scott denied that systemic racism exists. Again, because he lays it squarely at the feet of the Democrats. It's not written into our Constitution. It's not written into our Declaration. They're lying to. Now, Sharpton, you know, claims that Scott, just because he's a conservative Republican, has the right to have different political beliefs. He does. He spewed them on the presidential field. He's not always in agreement with Trump. Go back and look. See, they only pick and choose what they want to tell you about. He's got enough political cachet. He doesn't need, Sharpton said, to do all the things that he's doing for the former president. They're afraid of him. In particular, it's a slap in the face to a former governor, Haley, because he wouldn't be in the Senate without her. Wow. Are you suggesting he couldn't have won? Is that what you're saying? He could have done it on his own? He had to have the white woman put him in place? Oh, yeah, you forget about that, huh? No, really. They make fun of white folks to try to help black folks. They make fun of them. And yet that's exactly what happened here, but he's not making fun of her now all of a sudden. He contended that the minute there's a half a degree of separation from Trump, Trump will back the bus up, roll it over Tim Scott like he's done to everyone else. No, the only time Trump, and I'm not sticking up for it, but it was bothering me too when you look into it, the only time that he gets rid of people, moves them along, is when they're not doing their job. They're not doing it the way he believes they should be doing it. They're not giving him the results he wants to get. And you know what? In business, they do that all the time. I hired you as a superintendent to look over 30, 40, 50 people. This is what my expectations are. No matter what color you are, If you don't meet those expectations, you're gone. You're done. It's over with. Seriously. After quickly endorsing Trump and his own presidential campaign, Scott ignited chatter that he would be tapped by Trump to campaign for the former president. Maybe even be considered as a vice president position. I don't think he's ready yet. And then days later, Scott, a notorious bachelor, he announced that he was engaged to marry his girlfriend, Mindy Nosy, who somehow only recently came forward. Somehow only recently do we know about her. I mean, come on, it's all this time we never saw a woman in his life. I'm not suggesting anything, I'm just saying. Right? And now, after this, he's got a woman in his life that we know about. The C-Right predicted that Scott were on the Republican ticket with Trump. The recent clip of him declaring his love for the former president would become a campaign material for the Biden-Harris re-election campaign. Really? Why wasn't it? Why with Joe Biden buddying up to the Klan, with Joe Biden being racist at 7-Eleven and so many other institutions, what Joe Biden did to Clarence Thomas, but all the little clips they had about the racist comments Joe made, it wasn't a problem at all. Somehow he made it past all that. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. Okay, question for you guys, not only in the chat room, but you listening and sending me emails and such. I mean, as I'm reading down this and understanding what they're looking for, what they're trying to do, when I say them, you know, them, I mean, God bless. Right? So you want Tim Scott on the ticket? Are they looking for a black male? Maybe they want a black female. I don't know. Nikki Haley's question came up. After all this, after all the screaming and yelling and the falsehoods given, do you really want Nick to be a Haley Trump ticket? Or Trump Haley ticket, I'm sorry? Because I don't. I believe in loyalty. I believe in sticking up, fighting for those things, no matter how distasteful they are, when you know it's the right thing to do. It's a lot of work. You have to look, I've had to look at Tammy half a dozen times and say, here's what's going on. I want to stick up for this. What do you think? Are you ready for the pain and the aggravation? Or would you prefer I don't do it? And tell me why. Give me a solid reason I can use to back out and compromise myself for that matter. Right? So give us some thought as to what you're willing to give up, what direction you're willing to go in. Because it will take a lot of work and a lot of pain. And this one here, last but not least, Hillary Clinton's at it again. Right? I mean, she is up there speaking to people. She's calling for America to unify behind Biden to fight election denialism. I'm sorry. She wants to fight election denialism. Are you home? You hear what she's saying? Isn't that what she's doing all over the place? Isn't that what she's still doing to this day with her race? How it was stolen from her. You have to sit there. I'm sorry, it was stolen from you? You should be president? He should be in jail? I'm sorry, that's not denialism? I find this just so funny. And then she takes a large portion of the American community, you'll have to look this up on your own, but she takes that and berates them. Basically calls them a bunch of lunatics. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. Like you back here with me on Monday. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Be safe.